We had a press conference this afternoon, and we have decided, since our government is not willing to respect our constitutions, so now our decision is to engage a civil disobedience of our government until further notice. But we don't say that we are not open to any dialogue. We are open to dialogue. But there are some conditions to be established or to be respected by the government before we engage any type of discussions or dialogue with the government.
You say you are open to dialogue. We understand that the government has invited you to a meeting on Friday. Will you attend the meeting?
We are not closed any discussion or dialogue with the government. We make it very clear that if the conditions are not satisfied, that we have a proof or evidence from that government that it is willing to engage a very serious dialogue to solve all the problems with the opposition before the elections, we will not take part into any type of dialogue if we are not sure that the government will take into consideration the decisions which will itself come out of from the dialogue.
But I was talking to a very outspoken member who used to be an outspoken member of the opposition. And he described your group as a small group of people who are trying to cause trouble. Is that what you are?
The government of Togo is always the same. There is no change. They are not telling the truth. Instead of discussing with the people with whom they have problems, we have to make it very clear. The majority of Togolese are fed up with the government, which is now government of Togo. But they don't want to tell the truth.
There is an election scheduled for December. Will you be willing to participate? I mean, some of you members of the opposition, will you participate in the coming parliamentary elections?
We have already made it clear that if those conditions are not very clear, we are not willing to engage any election process with that government.